initial wisdom, the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering. O monks, is this. It is the Noble Eightfold Path and nothing else, namely, right understanding, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. This is from.
Good evening, friends. The Noble Eightfold Path is essentially a path of training. This path has been divided into three training folds: training in morality, sila khanda; training in concentration, samadhi khanda; and training or development of wisdom, panya khanda. The eight factors have been divided among these three groups. Right speech, right action, and right livelihood. These three are included in training in morality. Right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration, these three are included training in concentration, the development of the mind. Right understanding and right thoughts, these two are included in wisdom category, development of the wisdom. This is how the threefold training has been presented. However, when it comes to the eight factors of the noble path, right understanding and right thoughts have been placed at very beginning, not at the end. What is the reason for this? The reason is, to start following the Noble Eightfold Path, we need to have initial wisdom, initial understanding. Without right understanding, following the path is impossible. Initial wisdom or understanding can be compared to a road map. If you were to go from point A to point B, you need to study the map and you need to know the roads that lead from point A to point B. Without this understanding and knowledge, it is impossible for you to travel. Exactly in the same manner, without right understanding or initial wisdom, we cannot achieve the progress or success by following the Noble Path. Sammāditti has got two aspects: right understanding. This has been divided into two. One is known as Satchanulomika Sammāditti. This is understanding the Four Noble Truths theoretically, as it has been taught. This is the initial wisdom. The second aspect of Sammāditti is known as Satchapativeda Samadhi, means right understanding comes through direct penetration of the Four Noble Truths. This is the direct realization of the Four Noble Truths. So at very beginning, when there is right understanding and right thoughts, these two together produce initial wisdom, but that is the beginning. But that is not the end. So at the end of the noble path, the wisdom which produces is by penetrating the Four Noble Truths. That is the wisdom which liberates us from all the sufferings and destroy the delusion. So today we are going to spend some time to understand what is this initial wisdom. The Buddha defined right understanding as understanding of the Four Noble Truths. It is because we cannot follow this path blindly. As the Buddha himself says, Paccattaṃ veditabbo viññuhi. This teaching should be realized by a wise human being directly by himself. Paññavantassayan dhammo nayan dhammo duppaññassa. This teaching is for a wise human being, not for an unwise human being. So it means at very beginning, it demands wisdom. It demands understanding. Furthermore, the Buddha did not want his followers to follow him out of blind faith, but rather with understanding. Initial wisdom can be developed in two stages. First stage, we can develop this through theoretical understanding. This is called wisdom born through learning, sutamaya panya. So in this case, we can understand the Four Noble Truths theoretically. You can attend a class, you can read a book, and by means of listening to a talk, when you understand and learn the Four Noble Truths, that is theoretical understanding. This is very basic. Nevertheless, it is very essential. Without this basic understanding of the teachings, it is impossible for us to make any progress. For the last few weeks, we spent some time to understand the Four Noble Truths in theories. In First Noble Truth, we understood, as Buddha said, birth is suffering, aging is suffering, sickness is suffering, death is suffering, associating with unpleasant, unloved people and things are suffering, separation from loved ones and pleasurable, favorable things, there is also suffering. When we cannot get what we wish, what we crave, there is also suffering. And at the end he said, the clinging to these five aggregates itself is suffering. So sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, this is a mess of suffering. Second Noble Truth precisely pointed out, it is the craving, self-centered, blind craving, craving for sensual pleasure, craving for existence, and craving for annihilation, which is a form of hatred. And this is the root cause of suffering. However, when Buddha pointed out craving is the root cause of suffering, we should not understand that is the first cause or only cause, but rather it is the immediate and more visible cause. It coupled with ignorance, and out of this, many defilements come into interplay. Third truth, we understood theoretically that if we can get rid of this craving by uprooting its roots, altogether the delusion, then we can achieve perfect bliss and happiness, which is enlightenment. And the fourth truth, Noble Eightfold Path, pointed out that can be achieved by training, not through prayers, but by training, by vigorously undergoing training of our ethical, spiritual, and intellectual faculties. So this understanding of the Four Noble Truths, this is the theoretical understanding, very basic. This is like having a knowledge about a map. And this is essential. Anyone who wishes to have the initial wisdom can learn the Four Noble Truths and acquire this degree of wisdom. We also can develop our initial wisdom to a deeper level. And this wisdom is known as wisdom born through reflection, Chintamaya Panya. And we need to have unbiased, objective reflection. We need to reflect Four Noble Truths with mindfulness. Yoniso Manasikara, mindful, wise reflection. So when someone can sit somewhere quietly and close one's eyes, and then go through the Four Noble Truths in his mind to understand the deep meaning, and that person can develop this wisdom which is born through reflection. And if you were to do that, you will bring your understanding to a different level, different realm. You may be able to notice the suffering which can exist in gross level, visible form, and you also might notice the suffering exists in invisible, subtle level. You can see the suffering in every forms of lives. You also will be able to easily recognize the correlation between the suffering and its root cause, self-centered blind craving and other defilements. You may be able to understand how our political, social, economic turmoils has the root of sufferings, which is defilement. And when you look at the paper, when you read the news, when you see the conflicts in TV or news or in society, you may be able to see them under the light of the Four Noble Truths. In this way, you may be able to realize it in a deeper way through reflection, and you will understand again and again. And if we can uproot these defilements, then we can achieve perfect bliss and happiness. And it has to be done only through following the Noble Eightfold Path. So through this mindful reflection in day-to-day life, you can understand the Four Noble Truths deeper. And this is, of course, very necessary. When we examine the Four Noble Truths against our own experience, then we will understand it deeper. So these two actions, theoretical learning of the Four Noble Truths, as well as mindful, wise reflection of the Four Noble Truths. These two actions together bring our understanding to a different level, a deeper level, which is known as initial wisdom. With this wisdom, then, our faith in the Triple Gems become stronger and we will follow the Noble Eightfold Path. Now, in wisdom category, right understanding and right thoughts, they play together. They are interconnected and interrelated. And if you look at it very carefully, the Noble Eightfold Path specifically designed to uproot defilements, especially greed, hatred, and delusion. These are the three poisons. When we see the right understanding and right thoughts in their proper light, and we can see how they have placed at very beginning of the path, in order to uproot these defilements. So, in other words, at very beginning of the path, the direction was set up. So right understanding gives the understanding of the Four Noble Truths. Right thoughts give the sense of direction towards that we should move. Now, let's understand how understanding of the Four Noble Truths leads to right thoughts. When we understand the root cause of the suffering is craving, and when we see that in order to satisfy and achieve joy and happiness, we try to satisfy this insatiable craving again and again, and the craving is almost like a fire and it will not be fully satisfied, and again we will end up being slave to our own craving. You will see that craving is a form of disease. It is a form of addiction. When you further see that, you will notice, even though with so much desire and craving, you were to grab your sensual pleasure, they do not remain. They are bound to change and disappear. They are impermanent. We grab something just to lose in next moment. And in this way, we are tirelessly running after pleasure, one after another. When you notice this, you will think craving is a form of a disease. It is an addiction. When you further notice that because of the craving and being driven by this craving and blinded by ignorance, how we kill each other, create war and violence, and engage in various kind of crimes, and create a lot of sufferings for ourselves and other living beings, and destroying this entire planet, and you will understand and you will notice that craving is a form of disease, and it is a form of addiction. It will never be satisfied, or it cannot be fully satisfied. You will clearly notice that correlation between craving and suffering. And then when you also notice that Craving can be uprooted and attain enlightenment by following the Noble Eightfold Path. This understanding eventually produces three types of thoughts, which are known as right thoughts. These are the thoughts of detachment, nekkhamma sankappa, the thoughts of goodwill, avyapada sankappa, the thoughts of non-violence, avihinsa sankappa. Now let's see how this right understanding produces these thoughts. When you understand craving is a disease and it is an addiction and you are suffering from it, and again you are trying to satisfy it, but again and again you are left with dissatisfaction, and you tend to remove yourself from it. You tend to move away yourself from craving. And this is called detachment, generosity, detachment. So this is against greed. Greed is attachment. Greed produces craving. But instead of greed, we produce its opposite, which is non-attachment, renunciation, generosity, giving up, letting go of craving. Because we understand it is the root cause of suffering. Now you notice that not only you, but your mother also has got the same disease of the craving. Your mother is also trying to satisfy the craving, but again and again, she is dissatisfied. Your father, brother, sister, your loved ones, relatives, other human beings are also caught up in the same disease. They are suffering from the disease of craving. Again and again, they are trying to achieve happiness, but again and again, they end up being dissatisfied. And when you see how craving create suffering, and then in your mind arise the thoughts, me, my mother, father, my loved ones, relatives, may they all who are suffering from this disease, who are undergoing this pain and suffering, may they all be free from this suffering. And this is called thoughts of goodwill. You also might notice that other living beings too are caught up in the same problem. Not only human beings, but the animals and the other living beings. They are also trying to achieve protection, peace, happiness in this cycle of existence, undergoing from birth, death cycle. Moving from realm to realm, we are undergoing this mess of suffering in samsara. So when you see this, you will have goodwill towards entire sentient existence. May all these beings be free from sufferings. May they be well and happy. When you have these thoughts, this is called thoughts of goodwill. Avyapada sankappa. Then, you do not want to add any more suffering to these beings who are already suffering. So you will have empathy towards living beings. You do not want to do any kind of verbal or physical actions which intensify this suffering. So you do not want to create any such kind of actions which create more suffering for these living beings, whether human beings or other living beings. So this thought is known as thoughts of non-violence, non-cruelty. So, these two thoughts together, thoughts of non-cruelty or non-violence, or thoughts of goodwill together, they create metta and compassion, which is opposite to hatred. First Noble Truth, which is right understanding itself, is against the delusion. So you will see at very beginning of the Noble Eightfold Path, right understanding is set against delusion, ignorance. Through this, you will produce three types of thoughts, which is thoughts of detachment, which is against greed. The other two thoughts, thoughts of goodwill and thoughts of non-violence, these two together tackle hatred. So we can see at the very beginning of the path, the direction was set up to produce detachment, wisdom, and compassion by uprooting greed, hatred, and delusion. So this understanding is essential, but this is the initial understanding of the Four Noble Truths. This truth has to be lived upon. This understanding must be lived upon. In order to realize these four truths by ourselves directly and live with those truths, or to make these truths our living experience, inner experience, then we need to practice the Noble Eightfold Path. At the end of the Noble Eightfold Path, the wisdom, which is such a Pativeda Samadhi, the wisdom born through direct realization of the Four Noble Truths, that is the enlightenment, that is the true wisdom. But in order to achieve that wisdom, we need to have the initial wisdom, and then only we can follow the Noble Eightfold Path. That is the reason why right understanding and right thoughts, these two factors, are placed at very beginning of the Noble Eightfold Path, even though these two factors belong to the wisdom category.